Okay, our friends from the Isaiah 117 House, they're in the studio. Of course, you know, this is an organization, a nonprofit that we've just really followed along their journey for the past 2 years. So in 2 years, they kind of came together to where we are today, and we'll kind of get an update on where we are in this journey. We've got Alyssa Meisel and Christy Halpin joining us again from the Isaiah 117 House, and they're changing the way foster care begins. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for being here.
Christy, yes. So 2 years ago, we were having these discussions about bringing an Isaiah 117 House to York County. And let's just bring our audience up to speed real quick about Isaiah 117 House and what the goal is here in York County.
So we found out that kiddos were sitting and sleeping in the DSS office a couple of years ago, back in 2022, and it didn't sit right with Lindsay, Lindak, and myself. And so we became on this journey of changing the way foster care begins, and doing so, we ran across Isaiah 117 House. So we kicked off here in York County March of 2023, and we're building a house from there. So 2 years ago, we had literally just kicked off. Nobody knew who we were. We had literally, like, we were just, like, wearing the shirts every day going, hi, we're Isaiah 117 House. And they're like, who is that? And we would have to explain it. And we spent, like, the first 6 months just telling people, here's what we're doing, and here's who we are, and here's why we need, you know, we need you, and you need us. And so we've been on that most beautiful journey ever since.
So Isaiah 117 House, it is a national organization with local chapters. Yeah. It started in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. So in South Carolina, it's York County and Greenville County working to build the first house in, we put that in air quotes, because Greenville County was leading the way, but we surpassed them with our house here in York County. Now, we keep the location of the house a secret for obviously safety and security reasons. But the goal is, as you mentioned, when kids have to be moved from their home, removal day, which I've heard you all say is the hardest day for
most traumatic day.
Everybody. Mm-hmm. The kids are removed from the home, no matter how bad it is, it's still their home, and they're moved to a DSS office waiting for the foster family to be contacted and connected. And so you're removing that part where they're removed from their home. They'll eventually move into this home.
Yeah. Yeah. We're basically just taking the space where they wait, and instead of an office, it's a house.
And you work hand in hand with DSS. This is not a competition with, like, look at we're able to accomplish. You work hand in hand. They say thank you because you're helping them focus on what they need to be working on. And they don't want kids sitting in a cubicle farm either.
Absolutely not.
Man. Well, here we are today. Today is July 8th of 2025. And we've got an effort called Take a Stand. Mm-hmm. So walk us through what this is, because you're wearing a teal shirt with, like, a lemonade stand on your shirt.
Do you want to talk about it, or do you want me to talk about it?
No. Well, lemonade stand, it's called the Lemonade Stand Challenge. And so the challenge is to get as many lemonade stands as we can. And that the whole point is just to tell people who we are and what we do. So you can do it in your neighborhood. You can do it at a public, you know, outside the grocery store, wherever you can get permission. But anywhere that you want to just, you know, high traffic areas to tell people who we are and what we do, to spread awareness, spread the word. People can get involved. They can donate money. They can sign up to volunteer. Just sort of awareness so they know who we are.
It started in 2018.
Yeah.
A little girl in Johnson, or Carter County, Tennessee, actually, where Isaiah started, she wanted to have a lemonade stand. And so she did. And she raised over, what, $7,000?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so as an organization, since then, we have over 30, we have 31 homes open within 13 different states, and over 60 in process. And that means they're either raising awareness like we did for the first 6 months, they're under construction or open, over 60 homes. And last year we brought in over $500,000, and we reached hundreds of thousands of people. Just telling people, because believe it or not, there are people in York County who don't know who we are. I know. They should know who we are. But there are still people out there who don't know. Yeah. And once you know, you can't unknow. So that's how it started. And it's a great way for kids to get involved. Kids are always chomping at the bit to throw up a stand. And you literally put up a stand and give away lemonade. We don't even charge for it. That's what people don't understand. They're like, you don't charge. We're like, No, you actually just give it away. And they're like, wait, what? We're like, yeah, it's not necessarily about the money. Do we need money because we're building a house? Yes. But we also need people to rally around us. Mm-hmm. Like, we can't do this alone. So,
well, to tell people the problem, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. Is there a certain day that you have to do the stands, or is there a time period you want the stands to take place? What does that look like?
So we have our challenge weekend is July 18th through the 20th.
Okay.
But anybody can throw up a lemonade stand at any time. And we have rack cards, all kinds of stuff mm-hmm. we can give them. It doesn't have to be anything organized through us, but we would love if they did it on that weekend because that is the big push as an organization that everybody does theirs.
So if folks are hearing this, it's a good point because kids want to help. Mm-hmm. And by this time, the parents are telling the kids, I don't care what you do, just get out of the house. Stay in the neighborhood or on the front lawn, but get out of the house.
Yeah. Totally.
But kids want to help. They want to find a way to give back. So if the parents are hearing this and they're like, this is a great opportunity for the little ones to get involved, they should contact you. They can contact mm-hmm. you. You'll kind of walk through, you know, here's what we would like for mm-hmm. you to, you know, to have or to do. And they're giving away the lemonade. Mm-hmm. If people give a donation, even better, to mm-hmm. your point, where the house is still being built here, they still have a mortgage payment you have to have. And that's just really how it works. I mean, that's the focus is that weekend. But if folks do it beforehand or after, you still want them.
Yeah.
Totally.
Okay. Well, and there's a form that they can fill out online. You can go on our main Isaiah 117 house page, and you can search a location from there. And it takes you straight to our link tree. There's a lemonade stand button, and you click it, sign up for a stand, and we will get you all of the things that we need to get you, and you're really just good to go from there. And churches can do it. We encourage our churches to do it on that Sunday. Really, anybody can pop up a lemonade stand.
Yeah, you say it on your Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Churches, families, sports mm-hmm. teams, and cheer squads. Absolutely, because they're starting to train right now.
Right, it's an easy yes.
Team building organization. Alyssa, I know you're responsible for recruitment of volunteers. What does that look like? Let's say folks have a heart, but maybe it's the summer and they're tied up, but they want to get involved. What does that look like? How do folks get involved with the Isaiah 117 house? What do the volunteer opportunities look like?
There's so many volunteer opportunities. You start at our website, like mm-hmm. Facebook page or website, and go from there, and you can just fill out a volunteer application. It's kind of the best way to start. You're not committed to anything at that point, but you can be a caregiver, which is who hangs out with the kids. You can house support, which is like you want to clean the house, you want to help us do laundry, you want to mow the lawn. You know, think about all the things that come with a house. Like, we have to do all those things that we need volunteers for because there's only three of us.
Right.
So we need lots of people. We say it all the time. We cannot do it without you.
And it's the people. It's so true. It's so true.
So that's kind of the easiest, is start out with that application, and then we will kind of go from there and see what you want to do, get you trained. Like, please don't think we're like, okay, have fun, hang out with kiddos. Like, there's training involved.
So your background check.
Background check. Yeah. Trauma-informed care training. Mm-hmm. So I feel like we equip you. I'm coming into this. I have zero experience with foster care, so I get it. Like, mm-hmm. but we're not going to – it feels scary and all that, but we help you and kind of – you know, help you out along the way so you feel comfortable.
And Christy, the construction of our Isaiah 117 house is moving right along, hopefully with a fall opening date still on the calendar.
It literally is. We get a text message every Monday from our GC, and he's like, this is being done. Mm-hmm. We have our final walkthrough on the 21st, which is literally like less than 2 weeks away. Mm-hmm. We get the keys, I think, on the 25th, mm-hmm. and we move in on August the 2nd is when we're slated to move in.
Wow.
After that, we hit a little bit of a training period where we get all of our people and all of DSS in there and just say, hey, here's what we're doing, here's where everything is, get everybody acquainted, get everybody comfortable, and so by mid-September we should be open to welcome kiddos.
And speaking of DSS, I think that's a good segue. A lot of times people, you know, we've heard, you know, does DSS work well with them? Are they, you know, what is that relationship like? We know that it's great, and I know that y'all are doing something special for those workers today, but just kind of explain how you're working together with DSS.
For one, I am a foster mom, and I knew DSS on the foster mom level, but coming into it on this side, I'm seeing a different side, and it's exhausting. Mm-hmm. Like, they are heroes. They do the most incredible work at their office. And so anything that we can do to like just come alongside them and say, hey, we love you. We see you. What do you need? Like when we get a call, we're on call right now. We get a call for a kiddo in the office. A conversation goes like this. Hey, this is, you know, so-and-so from Isaiah 117 house. Okay, cool. You have a kiddo in the office. Great. What does he or she need? Okay, awesome. What can I get you? Mm. How can I serve you? Mm-hmm. What do you need? Mm. And it could just be, you know, just grab me a thing of fries at McDonald's when you go and get, you know, that the kiddo something. Or I'd love a coffee. I was up all night with the kiddo, right? It literally is just like as simple as that. And so we go in on the second Tuesday of every month, and we love on our DSS workers. And we've been doing that for over 2 years, and it is the best day. Like, truly, we get people donated lunch. Last month, they had Chick-fil-A. This month, they're having put together, like, coffee bundles with snacks and things like that. It's the best day. Yeah. I mean, our relationship with them, we treasure it because they're just doing a really, really difficult job. And anything that we can do to just come alongside them to make their job a little bit easier is what we're here for. So,
and they've been at every big milestone that you all have had with Isaiah 117 House. And I've seen that personally. And I think that's also telling. Mm-hmm. And so shout out to our DSS folks.
Absolutely.
The hours are extremely long, mentally exhausting. But, you know, the folks here, they just love you in our community. And thank you so much for doing a job that a lot of folks could not do. They want to do it, but, you know, those folks are built different at the DSS office for sure. Well, check out the Isaiah 117 house. It's all over social media. It's all over the World Wide Web. When you search on social media, make sure you search Isaiah 117 house in York County. Mm-hmm. See how you can get involved with this Take a Stand Lemonade Stand Challenge and or volunteer opportunities. Alyssa and Christy, great catching up with both of you. Thank you so much, friend.
Good to see you.
Thank you. Good to see y'all.